Welcome to the podcast for Chapter 8, Strategic Knowledge Management, from the textbook, Strategic Information Systems Management. Key learning points. Knowledge management is not a new ideology. It has been studied by philosophers and practiced for centuries, although the terminology was not widely used until the mid-1990s. Knowledge management is the process of identifying, capturing, organizing and disseminating the intellectual assets that are critical to the organization's long-term performance. Knowledge flows are the medium through which knowledge is made available to enable the actions and decisions that in turn enable individuals, organizations to achieve their goals. The knowledge cycle comprises knowledge creation, knowledge transfer, knowledge retention, and knowledge utilization, usually supported and enabled by the deployment of appropriate and relevant technologies. The ASHEN, A-S-H-E-N model was an attempt to provide a linguistic basis for people to describe how they locate, use and share knowledge, and is based on the premise, if we only know what we know when we need to know it, and knowledge can only ever be volunteered. The ASHEN model consists of artifacts, skills, heuristics, experience and natural talent. The basic building block of organizational learning and a mechanism for transferring individual knowledge is community of practice, COPs, where individuals can share their learning and collectively translate that learning into knowledge and hence innovations. COPs exist in all organizations and can span formal structures and hierarchies. These communities are informal, voluntary, exist so that people can learn together, share knowledge, and are defined by knowledge rather than task. An emerging area is entitled intellectual capital. Intellectual capital is a term which has various conflicting definitions in different theories of business, strategy, management, and economics. In short, it is concerned with measuring and valuing intangible organizational resources. Currently, intellectual capital management covers human capital, structural capital, and customer relationship capital. A knowledge management strategy has to follow the business strategy and has two major areas of engagement: a codification strategy that implies emphasis on information technology, where the company carefully codifies and stores knowledge in the form of information in databases, where it can be accessed by anyone in the company. The other area of engagement is entitled personalization strategy, which focuses on connecting people and challenging individual expertise to support and harness creativity and innovation.